Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about some of the things happening in Lansing and also his thoughts on Michigan moving forward as the state gets to level 5 of the 6-step Safe Start program to come out of the coronavirus pandemic. Here's State Senator Ed McBroom.
I think we all debated, you know, back when it should have started and how it started and the fits and starts and things that always go with making big decisions, but Glad to be continuing to move forward, and I appreciate the hard work that, you know, the governor and a lot of her staff and everybody's put in to get us this far.
It was a frustrating process, though. I mean, you and I talked a lot during this that you were just, you know, you're trying to get things going and trying to get the UP moving first and everything. What do you hope we've learned in light of all of this as it happened?
Well, I mean, there's the obvious things that we hope to learn medically and health-wise. And, you know, I think there's still probably some learning that's going to come along because we're likely to have spikes and hot spots and continue to deal with that. My oversight committee is working on how nursing homes respond to these things and try to put a better plan in place because we're likely to have some, you know, reoccurrence in the state, and how is that going to impact nursing homes. So there's a lot to learn in that front. As far as it goes on the rest of, you know, and we need to make sure that our hospitals and medical community are better funded and better prepared for things like this, because if they had been, the real necessity to shut everything down would not have occurred, or at least not have occurred to the extent that it did.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom today. Ed, one of the things also is that there was a concentrated push coming out of the UP to tell the governor, hey, we can open up beforehand. She finally listened. What was it that made it happen?
Well, honestly, I don't really know that she actually listened to those who asked us about it or not. She never spoke with us, never confabbed with us to get our opinions or our take on why it was better. She had her sources and the people she did work with, but it wasn't the four of us elected from the UP. And so I really can't say how she came about making the decision. It's one of my biggest frustrations throughout all this is, I mean, and I supported so much of what the governor did at the beginning, as I was urgent and necessary. But as time went on, just the unwillingness to share data, unwillingness to share the process that was going through to make decisions, and then why some decisions were made, it made it hard for all of us to continue to trust. I never really lost faith that it was being done out of the best interest, best motivations, but, you know, it's been very frustrating for all of us who are elected and other leaders across our state, business, government, media, to understand, because there just wasn't a willingness to share that, and there still hasn't been. But, you know, I appreciate where we're getting to, but, you know, being elected but being left out of that process and everything has been major frustration for your four UP legislators.
We were talking with you. I talked with you a little bit last week about there was a piece of legislation that went through the Senate that had to do with making it easier for to-go alcoholic beverages and liquor. You were the one that cast the lone no vote in the Senate. It was 37-1 that it passed. Why did you vote no?
Well, in general, my rule of thumb for alcohol policy is to support fairness in the industry, because it's a very highly regulated industry and is often, in my opinion, very unfair. But I also try to oppose any significant expansion to it, because I think alcohol leads to some of the biggest problems we have. But in this particular case, I was working on some legislation requested by a number of constituents across the UP for greater fairness in the sales of wine, and my amendment had not yet been adopted, and it was necessary to vote no to continue the negotiations as the bill moves to the House. Most specifically, there are some stores that can sell wine and can charge for the sampling, and we have other stores that sell wine that can't charge for the sampling. And according to some of those constituents, they get people come in for the free samples and then go mosey over to another store where they buy the wine. And that seems to me pretty significantly unfair.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.